In a world that is hungry, the people will go mad. But how mad must they go? Surely there are some who will accept the situations handed to them and adapt as necessary. Take Shona von Gerlay, receptionist for an Austrian manicurist, for example. She ate her fingers, one at a time, over a period of 10 days. As she defecated each night, she collected her stool and formed the droppings into 10 crude feces fingers, connecting them to the bloodied stumps on her hand with a combination of tape and glue. Shona was careful to moisten her new turd digits with spittle every hour or so in order to keep them flexible, limber, and usable.
Wow.
She moved to Hungary and went on to become a famous pianist, playing weekly with the Budapest Symphony Orchestra. Although she was quite beautiful, no man ever proposed. For who in good hygienic conscience could take her hand in marriage? When hunger strikes, it locks onto you with state-of-the-art, computer-guided accuracy backed by a targeting system the Department of Defense wet dreams about, awakening to an imaginary enemy obliterated and a bed full of sticky relief. Even the wasted sperm is in awe. With that kind of determination, we'd all be multicellular organisms in no time, they squeak, as the fibers of the blanket they have been deposited on slowly absorb their viscous armor, and the oxygen around them partically and ironically sucks the life out of them. Madness from hunger? It makes you dizzy. You forget who you are, who you're trying to be, become. You no longer care about the world around you. Only the world inside you, screaming out in terror with a bloodlust for fuel, for energy. When your stomach sings, it's a choir that drowns out all small talk. You have no choice but to acknowledge the spectacle. It's the dying call of a swan not fed. In fact, it's your swan, because you are the swan.